Mac Condell arrived in Santa Rosa earlier this week with a big truck piled full of squash, gourds, and pumpkins from his great pumpkin patch in central Illinois. Wednesday morning, he stood near the base of a two-story tower he'd built with his produce and smiled as throngs of schoolchildren flowed into the fairground's cavernous Hall of Flowers. They were there for the National Heirloom Exposition, and Condell's high-profile, artful display of vegetable diversity was a colorful embodiment of the event's rationale.
Pumpkins are not just orange. They're white and red and black and blue, and they come from Australia and Japan and Brazil. They're all edible. They're beautiful. And if we can just start sinking this message in that you don't have to eat just an orange carrot or an orange pumpkin, that there's other things available, then I think we are slowly opening the door of imagination and creativity and gardening.
Now in its third year, the Heirloom Expo both demonstrates and celebrates biodiversity, added William Woese Weaver, a lifelong seed collector who is both a keynote speaker and an exhibit judge at the event.
One of the most important things that comes out of this whole event is to show people exactly the meaning of biodiversity. I helped with the monster pumpkin judging, and all of those are variations of Atlantic giant, but when you look at them, they look like different pumpkins. It's because of the biodiversity and the fields, the soil, and the genetic mix that's going into growing them. You see that in almost everything that's here.
The growing global movement to collect, share, plant, and harvest seeds from this diversity, Weaver adds, is not just a response to the monoculture practiced by much industrial agriculture, it's also a form of societal insurance.
In some cases, like with GMO corn, GMO soybeans, we're headed towards the same kind of situation we had with the potato famine in Ireland, where all the potatoes in Ireland were genetically almost identical. And it took 48 hours for that disease to destroy everything. So growing these heirlooms is a hedge against that.
Moreover, Weaver says, there is increasing data to suggest that heirloom varieties, especially when grown organically, are demonstrably more nutritious.
We took commercially raised tomatoes that were not heirlooms but hybrids, and then we took heirlooms that were raised organically. It took a pound and a half of the commercial chemically fed tomatoes to produce the same nutrients as 1 pound of heirlooms raised organically, because they take nutrients out of the soil very differently than the chemically fed crops. There's a whole health issue here. This food is better for us.
John Glavis at the Biodiversity Research Center in Bolinas is another expo exhibitor who is working to expand the nutritional choices available to California consumers.
For the past 7 years, we've been trialing highly nutritious indigenous food plants from all over the world to see whether we could come up with new plants for our own gardens. We're trying to build a new food system based on nutrition rather than anything else. We found that quinoa and a lot of the Andean plants from the Inca period have really grown well here, and we're very excited about that.
After seeing the long tables full of colorful varieties of melons, garlic, apples, squash, pears, and, of course, tomatoes, it's easy to imagine that even today, the possibilities remain nearly endless. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.